Greetings, EdReach listeners. One thing we know about our EdReach listeners is that they're a loyal and engaged group. As EdReach grows, we're giving our fans a chance to help build a fresh and new EdReach. We want to continue to offer education media that's unprecedented and cutting edge. You can support us by going to www.patreon.com/EdReach and subscribing for as little as $1 a month. Just $1 per month. We at EdReach have always believed that education needs its own media space. Help us take education forward and become part of the EdReach family. Together, we can continue to do the work that makes education synonymous with innovation. Go to www.patreon.com/EdReach or go to the EdReach website at edreach.us and click on the Become a Patron link. Give a little so that you can continue to get a lot. Now, enjoy your show.
I'm a skywalker walking on the air tonight.
Welcome to the Two Guys Show on the EdReach Network. This is episode number 31 on May 6, 2014. We're in for a real treat tonight. Brad is on his A game. If you hear any weird noises at his house, his cat is just, I don't even know what's going on over there with the cat. It's just like constant meowing. So we should have fun. We've got some great guests with us. Talk about some exciting things with Class Dojo. But before we get to that, as always, my co-host is...
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Two Guys Show on the EdReach Network. Thank you for joining us tonight. We're thrilled that you're here. We have a lot of things going on, a great show tonight. To start off, if you're with us tonight, please jump on Twitter. Use the hashtag #TheTwoGuysShow. We'd love to see you out there. We'd like to hear from you. And you know that's your opportunity to not only speak to Drew and I, but speak to our guest. And our guests tonight are Sam and Liam, who I'm going to introduce in just a moment from Class Dojo. Awesome. Super excited about that. Also want to say thank you. We have new sponsors for tonight's show. TechSmith are the sponsors for tonight's show in the next few weeks. So we want to say welcome to them. And we also want to hear from you, those of you who have used any of the TechSmith products like Camtasia, Snagit, and also those of you who've been using Class Dojo. We're going to get into some great discussion tonight. But without further ado, I'd like to introduce both Sam and Liam from Class Dojo. So Sam and Liam, thank you for joining us tonight. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Good to be on the show. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Oh,
we're excited to have you.
You know, it's funny because I've been talking with Manoj about this, and you know, my student teacher has been using Class Dojo all semester. And the thing is it seems like now, right now, and maybe you can support this, no matter what magazine I open up or whatever, boom, you guys are there. I mean, like, top five apps to use in a classroom, boom, you guys are there. You know, what's going on? Boom, you're right there. I mean, have you seen a surge in, like, media coverage or, you know, lately?
Frederick, you're being very kind. I think, we haven't really gone after any media coverage. I think it's just, like, what you see is over the course of the school year, teachers use Class Dojo, and then they tell other teachers, and they tell other teachers, and it just kind of grows. So now we're coming to the end of the school year in America now. So you see like a big group of teachers who have been using Class Dojo and spreading the word. So I think it's just that, really. But you're making us blush with all these accusations.
I wish I would have had the copy, because our hard copy of McCall Magazine, which is our state tech conference, seriously, you guys were in two different locations. I mean, it was beautiful because it was like top five apps. You guys were there, nice big logo, little story and stuff. I was like, who wrote this? I was waiting to see if I knew the person who wrote it, but I didn't. So, you know, good news travels to a lot of people, so that's good to hear. So,
I haven't seen that one. I'd love to see it.
You know what?
That's the one thing, real quick, is just, I mean, the word of mouth. I mean, that's the amazing thing, is you guys aren't doing a lot of your own personal PR, but just word of mouth and teachers telling other teachers. I mean, we'll get into a little bit about Brad's student teacher using Class Dojo, and I actually told her about it. So, I mean, again, it's just like the word of mouth. So, it's pretty awesome. So, excited to have you guys on and hear about new things that are coming from you guys and all the milestones and awesome things you guys have had over the past. You've had a busy last couple months, that's for sure. So, we're excited to talk about it tonight.
Yeah, so can you give us, you know, first introduce each of you so we know who's who for our audience, and then tell us kind of the foundation of Class Dojo, where the idea came from, and then kind of what you did. Where did you go from there? Because you came up with the idea, and then you had to start putting it into code or whatever, building the app. So kind of, after you introduce yourself, kind of give us the storyline, how Class Dojo came to be as we know it.
Sure. Well, first of all, my name is Liam.
We'll keep it brief.
That's so funny. Your names are the opposite. That's great.
Yeah, that's Sam.
So we're both the co-founders of the company. We moved out to America like 2.5 years ago to start what became Class Dojo.
But it really wasn't Class Dojo at all when we first moved over here. So we pretty much had a completely different idea. We knew we wanted to do something in education. Originally, we were working on something to do with classroom groups. But we kept talking to teachers, and Sam was on the phone to, I don't know, he must have tried to phone about 1,000 teachers and actually connected with about 200 because, you know, they're so busy. And then what they kept telling him was that they... And then they kept talking about trying to instill positive character traits in their kids, and that really resonated as well.
Yeah, I know. It was interesting because I'd been a teacher after college, and Liam was doing a PhD with the use of technology in classrooms. So when we came out here, as Liam said, we had a different idea, but we ended up speaking to lots of teachers, and what they told us was that they had these huge problems with classroom management, with engaging parents, with like this whole set of things. And that's kind of where the idea for Class Dojo came from. It was actually pretty simple. It was like, okay, so teachers are telling us they have problems with these things, and this is something they care about. Let's just build something which solves that problem.
Right.
And that's where Class Dojo started.
Right. And at that time, we were in this really small one-bedroom apartment over in Palo Alto. And we kind of built the first version in about, I don't know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks or something like that. And it's funny you mentioned word of mouth earlier, because it started that way as well. Sam went to this EdCamp conference with about 80 teachers present, and we demonstrated to them there, and that's where we got our first set of users. It was just showing them and saying, like, hey, if you like it, show someone else. And it kind of grew from there.
Big shout out to EdCamp, that's for sure. Oh, my gosh. I went to EdCamp last week, EdCamp Detroit, put on by some of our good friends here in Michigan, and big, big shout out to EdCamp and everything they're doing. That's
right,
for sure. So that's exciting. That's exciting. So once you guys showed it at EdCamp and you kind of got your feedback and had that, you know, people sharing word of mouth and whatnot, what was your next step from there?
So we were actually in an incubator in Palo Alto called Imagine K-12.
Yep.
We're familiar.
Yeah, so we were in the first cohort of it, we're the guinea pig cohort, and we were about halfway through the incubator when Liam was doing all the code for it. We actually finished coding the first version of Class Dojo, and we put it out in the world, and we had, as Liam said, a few teachers using it. Mm-hmm. And I think we had 6 weeks until the end of the incubator to get on stage and present to investors and you know, show them what we'd kind of been building. And show them like how it was having impact on education and the rest of it.
So we're pretty scared at that point.
And kind of what happened was over those like 5 or 6 weeks, it just grew and grew and spread and spread. And we had these wonderful stories from teachers who were already using it. And what they found was that, you know, previously they'd had to use these like negative tools which were about detention or suspensions or referrals to the principal's office, and now they're using Class Dojo to actually build positive behavior and take what had been like a painful negative thing and turn it into actually quite a fun positive thing that the kids bought into, that parents were excited about, that they were excited about, and we were really lucky. Really, like in those 5 or 6 weeks, we went from launching the product to being able to talk about it with a little bit of confidence. And like 4 or 5 weeks after that, we got to pitch to a panel of educators in New York. It was called NBC's Education Nation event. It happens once a year, and we ended up winning the pitch there. So the idea kind of resonated with the teachers. It was just really exciting. I mean, you can just imagine like two guys who've turned up living in a box in Palo Alto for like 3 months, then pitching to like these amazing teachers
over in New York. We're like, what are we doing here?
It's like scrape a suit from somewhere, you know?
That's an awesome story.
And then after that, we kind of had to leave the country for a couple months while our visas got sorted out.
Yeah.
but we came back and...
they're like, thank you, now please leave.
We love what you're doing, but you have to go.
Enough's enough. So we got back and really just like doubled down on what we had been doing, which was listening to what teachers were telling us and then building the right product for them, really. Like, it was such a tiny early stage product that it took a lot of iteration and refinement and lots of Google Hangouts, lots of phone calls, lots of school visits.
That's a slow process, actually. You know, you can build things fairly quickly, but knowing what to build takes you a really long time to figure out. So yeah, we had to talk to a lot of people to work out what that was.
Yeah. I bet. So it started with you two. So how many people are currently with Class Dojo right now, behind the scenes and everything?
So in total, it's 15 in the company now.
Wow.
It's been really exciting for us. I mean, you know, we've been really, really lucky that, like, some amazing people have joined the team. So the first person to join, we actually hired remotely from the UK, is a guy called Kaelin, who was a teacher. He has a JD as well. He's kind of a crazy smart guy.
Wow. Yeah, just on the side.
He joined to kind of lead some of our teacher-facing work, and he's still here today, still like does a lot of our customer and teacher-facing work, which is pretty exciting.
And the second person we hired was Monica, who draws all of the monsters that you see on the website and the kids.
That was the best hire you ever made. Those.
we know.
I was gonna. That was gonna be one of my questions tonight, and yeah, best hire you ever made. Those things are awesome.
She does an awesome job. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're just gonna build things, and we're like, Monica, make it look amazing, please.
Yeah, absolutely. For those of you who are just joining us, we're with the founders, Sam and Liam, from Class Dojo. And guys, I'm glad you keep mentioning the positive behavior because, you know, if somebody wasn't paying attention or didn't hear what you're saying, you know, there was, you know, maybe they're thinking this is just a negative thing. But, you know, I'm glad you're talking about the positive reinforcement because, you know, teachers like to look at the positives and try to, you know, build a classroom around that. And having that option to use the positive reinforcement. And then what I really love is that, you know, you have, you know, the options already in there of, like, you know, what they're doing, you know, like, are they on task or helping somebody or whatever. And the analytics behind that, I mean, you know, really in this 21st century, you know, data collection is very important. And the thing is like, it's not all about the numbers, but when we're trying to see how are we actually impacting students, how are we impacting education, it's really nice to have those analytics and those numbers to support what we already seem to know. But, you know, like, you know, we go and share that information. It's nice to be able to pull something out and say, look at Johnny, look what we've already known. Look what he's been doing in the course of a month. Not only is he on task, but look, 22% of the time he's helping others. You know, I didn't realize that he was doing that so often or whatever it might be. And you know what? We always talk about, you know, building the kids up, using that positive reinforcement. And your app allows educators to do that kind of thing. It allows educators to say, yeah, here are a lot of great things. And you know what? We do still have to use some of the negative for knuckleheads, you know what I mean? But the thing is what we've done is we bring those knuckleheads over every week. We use our Class Dojo on a weekly basis. We review all of the data with the kids at the end of every week. And so the cool thing is the way we use it is we set goals. Every kid sets a goal for the week based on how their prior week went. You know, both positive, negative, whatever, we go through the data, and then they have a goal. And see, we have like an incentive system already built in school-wide. And if they reach their goals, which is different for every kid, they get to be getting that reward system. And it's great. It's a positive reinforcement again. It's a confidence. It's, you know, it's not candy. It's like, look, I've been recognized for doing something that I'm proud of. You know, it's a little recognition badge type thing. And, you know, for those of you who have not tried Class Dojo, you need to try it. You need
yes.
to. Absolutely. It's a fantastic tool for teachers and educators. So
it's a fantastic free
yes,
tool.
Which
very, very key. Very key yes. when it comes to teachers because we're pretty wealthy, but we still yeah. like free.
So,
you know, Brad, well, speaking to what you were just saying, what we've seen is really powerful is actually sharing that information with parents as well. So if you have if you have the opportunity to share that information with parents, you'll just find that supports your classroom so much the better when you do that.
Absolutely, like the conferences, stuff like that.
Even the parent reports where you can actually just print it out and it gives you percentages and everything. I mean, you can't deny it. I mean, it's right there. They can look at the reports daily if they want to and see kind of how the percentages are changing.
And you also have the sound. You have the sound feedback.
I do
too, because we have ours wired into our speaker system, into our ceiling. So, like, you know, it's... or bing, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's so funny because, like, the usual suspects always look. They're like, crap, was that me? Oh, you know, or whatever. You know, it's like...
Okay, can you guys imagine if Brad's teacher had Class Dojo when he was little? I can't even imagine. It would have been like, bong, bong. You would have broke the thing. I'm telling you right now. Brad would have been always looking. He's like, oh, it's me again.
It's like, Brad, stop climbing the wall. Brad, over here. Brad, get out of that box. What are you doing over there? Brad, get back in the classroom. Get off Tommy. What are you doing? You know,
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I think I should start using Class Dojo with Brad on the show. I want to hear on Twitter, what's the thought process behind them about using Class Dojo to keep Brad in line during the two guys show and presentations? I think it's great.
It's actually, like, Brad, it's a really important point, the positive thing, right? It's something that we built in from the start, because when we were speaking to these teachers, what they told us was that all the punitive approaches, they're just like, firstly, they happen too late. It's like after something's gone wrong, and then you just end up pushing kids, which isn't very effective. And the second thing is then it also doesn't make anybody feel good, right? Like, teachers don't feel good.
Absolutely.
Hate school, parents hate it. And we thought if we can turn it into a positive thing, and actually give teachers, and you know, all teachers know this. They all like know that they want to use the positive, they want to be positive, and they told us that. But it's relatively difficult to do when you've got so much going on in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can just like change your normal classroom management system from being the one that's been forced on you all the negative stuff to a positive one, which makes it easy to give kids that consistent positive feedback right there in the classroom, we thought that would be a good thing. And you know, we've seen teachers adopt it and use it for the positive, and we're really excited about that. Because that's like the philosophy of the product.
Right. And the vast majority of the points given are positive, in fact, when we saw that play out.
And in fact, teachers have now given over 1 billion pieces of feedback to kids on all the wonderful things that they've been doing in just about a little over 2 years. So we're pretty pleased by that.
Could you say that number one more time?
It's nice to be able to say it's a billion pieces of
feedback. A billion pieces of feedback in 2 years. That is unbelievable.
A billion. So when Drew, when our blog hits 1 billion, we can call these guys and say, hey, we hit 1 billion too. I'm 7 years old, but I hit 1 billion, baby.
that's crazy. A billion pieces of feedback. My gosh. Well, you guys have been busy the last couple of weeks with different updates and things like that. Fill us in with just some of the major updates you guys have had over the last few months.
I mean, Liam, you're building this. This is your show. You should probably talk about this.
Sure, yeah. So one of the big things we've introduced recently is a messaging feature for teachers to message parents. And teachers can use that across web, iOS, Android, and parents can also receive it on web, iOS, Android. So it's a really easy way to stay in touch with your parents and actually have individual conversations, because you can be DMing the parent of an individual child as well as sending broadcasts. And it's two-way conversations. And so when we've spoken to the teachers who've used it, what we've seen is that they're actually having very kind of meaningful conversations about an individual student. In a way that was more difficult to do before. Like, you'd have to wait until the conference, or you'd have to call up the parent, which has, you know, its own implications, like it sounds very serious. This is a much more lightweight way to say, hey, this happened today, which was a good thing. This happened today, which, you know, which we can work on. And it's a good way to stay in touch in a way that's not intimidating for either party.
That's fantastic. It's, well, I don't know if you can see it. We have, you know, looking at our Twitter feed tonight,
It's blowing up tonight.
It's blowing up. You guys, so those of you using the hashtag #TwoGuysShow, keep talking about how you use Class Dojo in the classroom. Just keep blowing things up, sharing your stories with everybody. We're keeping track. And just a reminder, a live viewer will win a free license to Camtasia tonight. Thank you to our sponsors, TechSmith. So continue to tweet. If you have questions for Sam and Liam, why don't we post them now? So if you have a specific question for Sam and Liam from Class Dojo, use hashtag #TwoGuysShow. We got the feed up. Drew and I are watching. We'll try to get a couple questions in because we'd like to see what you guys have to ask at this moment on the live show. So share with us. But, guys, I want to make a pitch for you guys right now, and I want to share something. I would consider myself more of a veteran teacher. I've been doing it for 14 years.
And veteran. Old. He's an old teacher, everybody.
I'm just taller than Drew, that's all. I'm just taller, so he thinks
like,
I'm...
That's a hard thing to do.
So here's the thing, and I was talking to Manoj, who's awesome. We spoke on the phone. We did a Google Hangout for probably an hour. We could have went on for 3 hours. We hit it off, but one thing I was sharing with him is, and I wanted to bring this up. So if we've got what I would call veteran teachers, very experienced teachers, who already feel they have very good classroom management styles, because I feel I do, and I had personally not used Class Dojo. I had heard about it from Aaron Klein. I'd heard about it from Drew. But my student teacher and I were in Drew's room, and he was sharing it with her. And so she said, I'm thinking about using it. And I said, you know what? That's a good idea, because she was not real confident in her classroom management. And that's when I got to see it, and that's when I was like, wow, there's a lot more to this than I even had no idea about. So when she was really getting into it, I do it with her now. We share the computer, and so looking at the analytics and the way you can really focus on the positive, we'll use comments like we'll hit a pause, we'll say that was for the whole class, or things like that, so people understand, even though they only heard one positive ding, it really was for the entire class, and they celebrate that. And you guys know, by doing that, you create a more of a positive culture. So I just want to say, if you have not used Class Dojo, even if you feel like you have a very good management system, check it out. It's free. It can't hurt you. There's a lot of great features on it. You've heard Sam and Liam talking about it. So check it out. And let's see what we got for questions. Let's see what we got here. Everybody still here? I can't see anybody.
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay. You never know. We had somebody pop in. I got lost the other night.
Yeah, Brett gets lost out. The one question that I see is, they want to know, like, random thought. This is how it starts, just FYI. Thank you, Michael Donnelly at Mr. Donnelly 3. Random thought, how does it actually make money to run a company if it is free? Hashtag the two guys show.
Good question.
Yeah, good question.
I'm sure that lots of startups get that question.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, look, I mean, We took an approach which a lot of like new ed tech startups are taking, and I think that approach has been to build something that people really want to use, and then after people are really excited about using it, find ways to make it sustainable. So for us, like, we've committed to always keeping Class Dojo free for teachers. I was a teacher. We've worked with many teachers. It's the wrong thing to do, as I think, to charge teachers, right? Like, it just feels wrong on every level. So it's always going to be free for teachers.
And
sorry?
It should be a crime to charge teachers. I agree with that.
So we're always going to have it free for teachers. It's always going to be there, and it's always going to be useful. I think there's some interesting opportunities for us to do things with schools and with parents, too. Like, as we've grown, we've discovered that schools, actually, principals and districts want some insight into how they can address some of the character strengths and some of the behaviors and building some of those things in addition to the test scores that they already have systems for. And the second thing is parents also really excited about the chance to actually help their kids develop things like teamwork and persistence and creativity and curiosity. So I think there's like lots of other opportunities outside of just charging teachers, which is something that we won't do. That's a little further off for us. For now, we're funded by some investors, which lets us focus on just building the best product we can for educators, and that's kind of the strategy of the company.
Absolutely. Well, let's jump to another question. Now, this is from Laura DePew. Sorry, Laura, if I messed it up. DePew said, "What is the oldest level you recommend for? What are they using it in high school? From the stories you've heard, have you had high school teachers using it?"
Yeah, so I would say that most of our users are elementary, middle, and like lower high school, like the first couple of grades. But like we've definitely, and I think it's because of the monsters. Like the avatars look
right,
cutesy-ish. And we've had high school teachers ask for like slightly more grown-up avatars, which is something we'll do. However, we've got a ton of high school teachers using it. In fact, if you go to classdojo.com/ideas, there's a bunch of videos there. And some of them are from high school teachers. And we filmed, I think it's 9 or 12 videos, which describe how some teachers are using it. And if you also go to classdojo.com/stories, there's literally, I think, tens of stories on there, many of which are or teachers in particular contexts. So you can have a look and see like what other teachers are doing. It's a question we get asked a lot though, because like I think we can do a version which is a little more geared towards high school and just looks a bit more grown up. So it's something that will be coming out, I'm sure.
Well, cool.
Awesome.
So
I got another.
Go ahead, you got one.
This is a pretty good question from Paul Wagner, good friend of the show. Do you worry with messaging that an unwanted conversation could start with a parent?
Yeah, so we took a long time designing messaging. Like we were, because it's not like, it seems really easy. It's like, it's just messaging, you know?
Yeah.
But like really when you get into the nuances of it, like it's actually a very difficult thing to get nagging. You don't want parents nagging teachers, you don't want teachers nagging parents.
Right.
Like very much the vision and the mission of the company is to create these positive interactions, right? And we've done that in the classroom with teachers and students, and we wanted to replicate that with teachers and parents. So we were very, very careful to design the messaging product so that it encourages short, positive interactions. So if you look at all of the materials around it, all of the marketing for it, all of it's focused on the positive. And indeed, in our test group of teachers, so we tested it pretty rigorously before we launched it. Brad?
don't worry. I'll tweet it.
In our test group of teachers, we asked them like what kinds of interactions they're having with parents. And what we found is that they were overwhelmingly positive. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think there's a lot you can do with product design to encourage the right kinds of interactions.
I totally agree.
It's interesting because I know some good friends of yours from Remind 101. They're good friends of yours. So I'm guessing you guys probably had some good conversation about messaging because I know your Remind 101. It's a messaging app. So that was probably some really, really good back and forth, you know, between you guys and Brett talking about, hey, here's a messaging feature you want to add, because he has one perspective to give you feedback on, and then you talk about how you want to use it. Was there some good dialogue between you guys about adding that feature?
Yeah, so I mean, Liam spoke to the founders some weeks before we launched the feature, and let them know what we were going to do and so on. I think
the products are fairly different, right?
Yes, absolutely.
They're both called messaging, but when you dig into them, they're actually very, very different.
They're very different.
Remind 101 is primarily the one-way messages, and for us, it's more two-way conversation. You can do the one-way, but you can also do the two-way, and primarily for us, it's parents, which is the most exciting part for us.
Well, that's awesome. So I know. I was talking with Manoj. You know, Brett is a good friend of ours, and they're going to be coming on soon as well. And I think it's really cool that you guys are kind of in similar spaces. I know you're not that far from each other, and it's cool to see ed tech startups and working together and talking and sharing resources and information, even if it's just got good conversation. But I have a question. So now at this point with Class Dojo, what would you like to hear or see from teachers? I know we're trying to give you feedback. What is in place where you'd like to get more feedback from teachers? How can they share with you? What's the best way for them to kind of say, here's something I'd like, here's what I do like, is this possible in the future? What's best way for them to give you input?
So there's maybe three things that come to mind. You should let me know if I'm missing anything.
Yeah.
But there's three things that come to mind. The easiest and most direct way is just to email the team. You can email me, it's samc@classdojo.com, You can email any of our customer team, which is hello@classdojo.com. We read every single email. We respond to almost all of them. Mm-hmm. And your ideas will definitely be heard. The second thing is we actually have a bit of a forum coming out soon, which will let teachers submit more ideas and see what other teachers are submitting and so on, mm-hmm. And share ideas for how they're using ClassDojo in their classroom and so on. And then the third thing is actually this really exciting new program we're launching called ClassDojo Mentors, where we're finding a teacher to really spread the word about ClassDojo in their school, and then also like collect ideas from other teachers on how ClassDojo can be improved, in particular for their school or for their context. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited about that third one because I think it'll give us lots of grassroots feedback. Mm-hmm. And if anyone's interested in becoming a mentor, feel free to email us. And we're taking applications now. It's
that really allows us to tailor things more closely to what your school is doing as well. So if we're trying to sort of find a teacher in every school almost to be our two-way point of communication, I think that will really help us to stay close to every teacher in every school, and hopefully allow us to spread the word a little more as well.
Yeah, big shout out to Ricky Krause. He actually tweeted about a half hour ago and said he was just confirmed as a ClassDojo mentor teacher for his school building. So that's awesome, Ricky. Good job.
And it's interesting because I don't know if you know specifically, but Natalie Sussman has you guys reached out to her as a mentor. That's actually my student teacher. So I didn't know if you guys knew that or not, but she's actually my student teacher. So it's a small world. It's cool. And she was pretty excited about that. So that was very cool.
That's awesome. I'm sure Manoj is the one who got in touch. He's probably got like a trillion emails.
Yeah, he's something, man. That's awesome. Hey, got another question for you right here from Matt Brown. Hey, Matt, nice to see you. It says, what's next? School Dojo? It said add-ons. It said, can you give a hint to us of what's coming down the pike? Is there anything you guys are working on that may be an update in the future or something that's running around in your brain as something that could be coming up?
So yeah. I mean, I don't want to promise too much, but sure. I won't say too much. So really, there's like three groups, right? There's teachers, parents, and students. And we started off doing lots and lots of things for teachers, and we didn't do a huge amount for parents and students, really. We gave them both reports, and students can change their avatars. So I think like the two big things, one is that we'll begin to do more and more. We'll always do a lot for teachers, but we'll begin to do more for parents and students as well. But Matt, to your point about School Dojo, I won't say too much, but you're not far off.
Right
nice,
on, Matt.
Nice. Well done, Matt.
Matt
probably knows these guys like personally. You know, he knows exactly what question to ask.
Well, we'll be seeing Matt in the near future, so that's awesome.
That is great. I got a question for you guys. You know, there's a lot of educators out there that they use it and it has nothing to do with behavior. You know, which I think are some pretty cool, creative ways to use ClassDojo. What's probably the coolest story that you guys have heard of different educators using ClassDojo?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
Yes. Stumped him.
Sick. Yeah.
There's a lot of good ones, I know.
We see a lot of teachers using it often. I'm surprised because it was originally positioned as something more about behavior and I don't know if anyone's noticed, but we've started saying that word a bit less because the use cases are a bit broader than that. Because we made something that was fairly general and we started to see the teachers were using it in these other different general ways. I remember one from early on that we were surprised at. This was way back in the day, actually, but it was like in a drama class and teachers were using it to capture things like modulation of voice or other different sort of acting skills and that kind of thing. We see physical education teachers using it as well to capture particular examples of things happening out on the track and that kind of thing. But there's also a thing I'm going to plug this again quickly. On our stories page, we've got a lot of creative ideas there, which are some of the best that we found.
One of the ones that I wasn't sure would happen. I hadn't even thought about it actually. It was like. I always thought ClassDojo would be used with like the whole class. The teacher would be awarding feedback to every other kid in the class. And actually what we found is that some teachers give students the iPad or the mobile device and they say, you're in charge of feedback for everybody today, and that responsibility rotates around.
Right. And they're like the dojo master.
Yeah, it's really important to us, right, because ultimately, like, we're trying to get to the students. We want this to be student-centric. We want students to self-reflect. We want students to give each other feedback. And we haven't built enough of the product to do that yet, but, you know, it'll come in time. But in the meantime, we found teachers, like, finding their own ways to do those things by giving the students control of Dojo and helping them look for the positives in their classmates, which was really exciting.
Wow. Yeah, I talked to a teacher one time who actually gave away the power all completely and gave it to the kids, and they had the kids score her.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was creative. It's kind of like, what did you think of this lesson? How did you think that I did today as a teacher? And the kids would kind of score her throughout the day, which it's really, it's kind of a cool idea if you think about it. You know, I mean, I thought that was pretty creative, a creative way to use it, you know, out of the norm.
Wow.
A lot of teachers, I think, would be very scared to see what would happen if they gave the reins to the kids like that and let them score them, giving them plus and minuses. You might hear a lot of dongs, you know, I thought that was a very creative and cool way to use it.
It's so interesting, right? Because, like, what we found is that when you give kids that responsibility of looking out for other people in the class, you might assume that they would misuse it or they would abuse it, but typically what we found in those stories is that those kids take that responsibility very, very seriously.
Yes, they do. It's like a privilege.
To do it with more rigor than the teacher even, you know, and really, like, do the right thing. And, like, that's pretty inspiring. There's just, like, a message for the world, you know, that, like, we can trust kids, we can give them, like, this agency, we should.
In fact, some of the most successful class dojo teachers are using it that way because it allows them to focus on whatever they're doing and gives the kids that responsibility. And it really changes the tone of the classroom.
And just tied to that also, like, what Liam said earlier was the behavior bit was where we started, and that's, I think that there's still parts of that. What we find, particularly with some of the more veteran teachers, is that they've got classroom management under control. They don't really need to worry too much about that. But what they're excited about using Class Dojo for is building some of the higher order things. They, you know, they call them anything from character strengths to soft skills to some of them call them non-cognitive skills. And these are all the things that, you know, we kind of intuitively all feel we should develop at school, but there's often just not enough time for it, you know? There's not enough focus on. And those are things like the things I mentioned earlier, persistence and self-control and creativity and, you know, the kind of the softer things that sometimes can get missed in the classroom. So that's been exciting to see, too, that it doesn't have to stop with behavior and it can go much further than that.
Wow. So, all right, I gotta fill you in on something. I got to give you a heads up on something. So one thing, before we move on, I got to give you a heads up because I don't know if you guys know, we need each of you to give us one, not yet, but be thinking about it, one song on your playlist at least, one song that you're currently listening to that's on your playlist, and then be one or two, and then be ready for a shout out, like if you want to give a shout out to somebody in your PLN or your peeps or whatever. So that'll be coming in about 5 minutes. So be thinking about songs on your playlist and your shout outs. But I'm watching this Twitter feed right now, and I'm seeing, you know, we always talk about how teachers are really creative. Gosh, you know what? Paul just tweeted something about, talk about having a dojo belt, a class dojo belt. You know, like, you can see.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? They would need some type of belt. Once you make it an orange belt, you can make it to orange belt, you can be a master. You know, I mean, you know, I'd love to continue to hear these stories. And, of course, for those of you just joining us, if you're just joining us on the EdReach Network for the Two Guys Show, we're with Sam and Liam, the founders of Class Dojo. They are rocking it. By the Twitter feed, you guys are just loving the show. You're very involved tonight. Keep it going. We're reading and seeing everything. And don't forget, in about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to award somebody, maybe two people, Camtasia license. We're watching the tweets tonight. We're going to see who's giving, who's shouting out, who's speaking up and sharing. We're going to give some license from TechSmith out, so keep it up. But guys, before we move on to playlist and shout outs, so be ready. It's the best part of the show. So ISTE, you guys are coming to ISTE. I was talking with Manoj about it, and you guys are hopefully trying to put something together, a party gathering something. Twofold. one, do you have ideas yet? And then two, when you do, please make sure you share with us, because we would like to share that information through our social media, through the show, through the blog, stuff like that. So what's your plans for ISTE? What's the idea? What are you guys looking forward to?
Well, I think, so Manoj has got this very much under control. However, I don't think we're working too much. I will say we were at Q this year, you know, Q down in Palm Springs. We had a really great happy hour down there. And I think we'd like to do something along those lines. We'd like to do something that's going to be like a teacher-focused event where we can hang out with teachers. We'll probably bring some of the team along, get to meet everyone. So if you do want to come meet us, like we love hearing, helping out, like with for you to learn sort of how you might use ClassDojo in person, and have a few drinks along the way. So
absolutely.
So that it's probably going to be along those lines, but I'm not going to give away any more details than that.
All right, I told Manoj two things. I said location and music. You got to have a good location,
right?
And you got to have music. Drew and I went to a ton of the ISTE functions and parties and stuff. The ones that were good, great location, great music, and of course, you know, good environment with drinks and food or whatever. But
happy hour never hurts. I'm not gonna lie.
Happy hour is always good, but you know, we went to some where we're just like, it was like a seventh grade dance with really bad music. There was like. It was so awkward. We just played together.
I trust Manoj. Manoj knows how to throw a party. Trust me. I trust that guy to put
good.
It is not going to be awkward at all.
Good.
All right, Drew. That's anything good. Else? Anything else you got for these guys before we move on to the next couple segments?
No, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's on their playlist. They look nervous.
They do. You know, hey, you know what? If you say Idina Menzel, you know, Let It Go, I'm still okay with you guys. It'll still be...
Oh, my gosh.
That there was Drew's out last week. Drew said he had it on repeat. He's been listening to it in his car. So, you know, I just wanted to say that...
Anyone watches our show, they know Brett is such a liar, and you can't... Oh, he's pointing at me! That is his song!
He's just opening up Spotify, and he actually has that on
there. That's so...
Oh, my gosh. That's classic.
That's so awesome. All right, Drew, should we put them on the spot now, or do you want to go first?
No, we always do Twitter shout-outs first, so let's do that.
Oh, well, you're right. Sorry. Twitter shout-outs. No,
he gets ahead of himself sometimes. Someone just hit the button.
Boom.
Yeah, boom. So let's do Twitter shout-outs first. Guys, okay. Are you prepared to give a couple Twitter shout-outs right now, or would you like Brad to give his 17 Twitter shout-outs?
I could go if you guys are ready.
You know, I thought about this a little before. I think, like, right from the start of the company, right, like, pretty much from the day we got to Palo Alto, we've just spoken to so many teachers and educators and principals and superintendents that, like, for me, it's just that entire Twitter community, that entire teacher community, rather, that has supported us from the start and continues to support us. Many of those are now ClassDojo mentors. Many of them we talk to, like, all the time. But I won't call out specific people, but that whole community has just been huge for us, and I couldn't be more thankful.
Yeah. Basically, it's going to be super unfair if we call out like one or two or three or four people, because there are so many awesome people.
We're going to have to see them at ISTE, and then they'll...
And they'll be like, okay, you didn't mention me. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
We've been talking. Why wasn't I one of your shout-outs? Sorry.
It was a very, very, very politically correct answer. Well done, guys.
Yeah. We try. We're British. We're too polite.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, right, Brad. You want me to go?
It doesn't matter.
Mine are going to be awesome, so I'll go.
Really? I was going to say, why don't I go? Because you usually steal mine.
That's why I'm going to go first. I don't think I stole yours. I might have. My first one is Jenna Shaw. She's a middle school language arts teacher in Baltimore. Her Twitter handle is @teachbaltshaw. She is awesome. Brad, I think you might have had the opportunity to meet her maybe at FETC for just a quick moment, but I connected with Jenna last year at the Bambi Awards. She's just an awesome, awesome educator, just a real kind, sweet person, so definitely a big shout-out to Jenna. Next one is a couple people that I met at EdCamp this past week. Julie, I might butcher the last name, Ashalt or something like that, Ashalt. She's a virtual teacher at Oakland Schools.
Oh, nice.
And Google Glass Explorer. And definitely has been diving into AR. I emailed her some daiquiri triggers this morning, so she was pretty geeked about that. She was showing her family some anatomy 4D and just the power of 4D. And the next one goes out to Bailey Gamble, at Miss Gamble Detroit, who I think she came to our session at Ed Camp and is just dove in headfirst into AR. I mean, she is just running wild with it. She's posted, Brad. She's posted like 4 pictures for the contest.
I saw that.
She's just loving it. I absolutely love it. So keep it up, Bailey, and keep sharing.
Absolutely. Did you get 3?
Yep.
All right. So Drew, since you just mentioned the contest, I think we have an announcement about the contest. What did we decide based on all the feedback we're getting and all the questions and everything we're getting? What did we make a decision pre-show?
Yeah, we've had a lot of feedback saying, you know, like, when does it end? Is it going to keep going? This and that. And we've decided that we are still going to give away some things this week, obviously, to some awesome people who follow the show. But we're going to extend it one more week. Actually, it's like a week and a half.
Yeah, it's like
we'll get to next week's show later on. But
yep.
Photo contest with an augmented Brad and Drew. Get creative. There's been some awesome ones.
Oh, my God. Sam and Liam, you guys, for us, you got to go to the blog. You got to download these 2 triggers. These 2 targets, download daiquiri. They are 3D models of Drew and I, augmented, and you gotta go see. It will. You'll be like, that is so ridiculous. It's so awesome that Drew and I are standing there. That we went to daiquiri company in LA, and they did these for us. So you gotta check out the contest on our blog, and you gotta see the pictures. I mean, oh my God, somebody was feeding Drew a tortilla chip. I've seen a cat looking at Drew. I mean, we visited. It's so bad. It's awesome.
I was reading babies' books. I mean, it was awesome.
So guys, for us, if you get a moment, you got to get those triggers. You got to get a picture with you guys with us. It'll be hilarious.
One of the monsters.
It's that'd be awesome.
We need a couple 2 guys monsters. What do you think, Brad?
I think that would be awesome.
Oh my gosh, we need 2 guys monsters.
There you go.
If you're listening to the show, or you guys pass it on to we need 2 guys monsters.
Oh my God, you know what? If you do that, if you do a 2 guys monsters, we'll add it to the logo, we'll put it up on the blog. What do you think, Drew?
Oh my gosh.
I'm serious.
I'll do anything for 2 guys monsters. That would be
last dojo and the 2 guys. And if you guys do 2 monsters of us, we'll throw it on the front page of the blog. That'd be so awesome. So there we go. If you guys make that happen, it'll go up like as soon as we get it. So maybe that'll happen. But all right, so I'll get to my Twitter shout outs. Drew, you know what? I think you'd be proud of me. I have 3.
Wow.
But I'm gonna shout out all the people watching tonight, of course. I mean, holy cow. Really, guys, when we take down the live camera, we'll tell you how crazy Twitter was tonight. It's absolutely rocking. I can't even get to everybody tonight. But a lot of the usual suspects, Paul and Terry, Matt and Deidre. Dee, you're joining us tonight. Ricky, Laura. Oh, my gosh, it's crazy. So anyways, so here are my 3 from this week, people that have been chatting with mainly. Stuart Parker. You know Parker's Geocats, Drew, in Orlando.
Yep, I saw his. Yep.
Stuart Parker, he is at Parker's Geocats. He's a high school teacher in Orlando. And, man, we met him at FETC, and you know, he is doing some great stuff with AR. He's got the English teachers involved. Him and I are doing a Google Hangout next week. Tuesday, we're going to chat, and he's going to share some stuff firsthand what they're doing. Matt Myers. Matt Myers is he's a teacher and an inventor. He created an app, a scheduling app. I met him at the DC 20 to watch from the National School Board. You can find him at Slate and Tablets. At Slate and Tablets. I'm going to jump into their classroom and do a little 15-minute talk about AR, Drew. So I just confirmed that today. Cool. I'll see if you can jump in with me if you're available. A lot of cool stuff. Great guy. And then the third one is Jill. And I know you saw her pictures, Drew. That's a class we joined. Jill at Jill_Holder. She's a 6th-grade math teacher who loves integrating technology. And Drew and I augmented Selfie 360s. We visited their classroom, and they sent some great pictures. Drew, I can't quite tell if that one kid actually has Google Glass or he's just pretending.
I don't know, but it's awesome.
Isn't it awesome? The kid's doing this with Google Glass, and he's staring at me. I'm, like, right in front of him. It's funny, because it's like Drew and I are like Princess Leia, you know? We're, like, straight out of Star Wars. It's so awesome. So
Brad's like Princess Leia, but that... we'll just leave it at that.
You know, I have put cinnamon buns, you know, cinnamon rolls up to my head before, but anyways. All right, so, Drew, I'm going to... I think I texted you...
I ignored it.
Check my text about our TechSmith winners, and we'll announce that in a few minutes. But all right, so let's move on to hashtag what's on your playlist. The most popular guys, you have no idea how popular this segment is. People always want to know what we're listening to. Why, I'm not sure, but it's so fun that, you know what, I actually found the shirt in the I-80 truck stop. It was hashtag what's on your playlist. Two guys show up. Awesome. I've got it in my room. I should bring it out. I've busted it out a few different times on the show. It's so awesome. So who's going first tonight, guys? Is it the Dojo guys? Let's do it. Sam, he was pointing to you, Sam. So what's on your playlist?
So I can give you the honest answer, or I can give you, like, an attempt to be cool answer.
Both.
So attempt to be cool answer, I'll point to something, man. I know what's called Drake.
Drake? Like, it's a question mark. Is that a good answer?
Is it Drake? Drake question mark.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so let's move on to the real answer.
Yeah, what's the real answer?
My best answer is top of my playlist is actually Let It Go by Idina Menzel. So.
No, it is not! Is it really? That is.
I showed Liam my Spotify just now. It's on there.
He just pointed it out, and he was just like, he was cracking up as you guys were saying that, because he was like,
you know, it's so funny. Drew and I were talking. Actually, I gave it a shout out last week or 2 weeks ago, because my daughter loves it. And the funny thing is I have found myself turning it up. I actually listen. I enjoy it, man. All right, Sam. So tell me if you agree with this. One thing I like about it is her voice is not auto-tuned. It's absolutely pure, I think. Don't you agree with me?
It's true, and I've also I kind of got lost in one of those YouTube chains, you know, when, like, you watch one video and you carry on watching. I've just seen so much of her stuff, which is incredible.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I love pure voice and stuff. I'll have to check out the YouTube. So, Idina Menzel, love. Damn, I like you even more now. That is awesome. I'm totally with you, man. Totally with you.
That's so, Liam, what's yours?
Okay, so mine's not very cool either. So
it's gotta be cooler than Let It Go.
A popular theme in the Class Dojo Office is music of the 90s. And of those, of all every song that was even written in the 90s, I think our favorite in the Class Dojo Office is Show Me Love by Robin S. You know that track? You know, boom, 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 boom.
Wow, that just happened.
Drew, it's the second time someone has sang on the show. Guys, we actually had a band from LA sing on the show.
Oh my gosh.
I'm happy to oblige.
I'll say right now, Liam, that was phenomenal.
That was awesome. That
was what a voice.
Thank you.
So I'm guessing that you were probably the 90s. You guys were all probably like 5, 8 years old.
How old were you? I don't know. I mean, that song came out in 1992.
Yeah, so. You're probably like 8.
Maybe.
Same with Drew. Drew was probably like, let's see, I don't know, like five.
Seven.
All right. Okay. That's all right. I won't say anything. I mean, I do look like I was probably about 7, but I was a little older than that. I was a little more experienced.
Gosh, we're getting deep now. We're getting deep. All right, let's move on to I'll share mine on what's on my playlist.
All right, go.
Some newer songs. One Republic, Love Runs Out. Big One Republic fan.
That's a good song.
If anyone listens to the show, big One Republic fan. Going to see them June 21st, and I'm pumped about it.
Sweet.
Next one is a new song from Linkin Park. I actually pre-ordered their album today.
Nice.
Until It's Gone is one of the two songs that is out already. So Until It's Gone by Linkin Park. And then the last one is an older one, an old, I say like a year, is Dust Bowl Dance by Mumford & Sons.
I don't know that one. I don't know that one. That's awesome. No?
So you're actually cool, which is not fair.
That's funny.
I don't know. It's hard to top Let It Go.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well,
Paul just tweeted out the video link to Show Me Love.
And Terry just connected you guys with a band in LA called Project Dirty. Those guys are awesome, Rhett and Micah. They actually came on my birthday and they performed a song for us. It was fantastic. So it said might be some competition since you guys were the second ones to sing on the show. Might be rivals for Project Dirty. That is it's karaoke night. We just heard a karaoke comment on Twitter. Well done, boys. First time we've had a karaoke comment.
I hope I've set a precedent here because I want to see more guests.
Yeah, Ricky said that karaoke deserves a negative point.
I'm going to give it a positive one. I got two positives right there. Reinforcement, baby. I love it.
All right, Brad, your turn.
We're breaking new ground tonight. Okay. All right, I've got two brand new ones and one that's probably about 6 months old. I'll go with that one first. And the reason why I bring this one up, I just keep hearing it on satellite, and I love it. It's playing by the Plain White Tees, The Giving Tree. I don't know if it got a lot of play, but it's awesome. So Paul or somebody that can tweet out videos for me, that's something I just, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get technology. It makes no sense to me. I'm just kidding. So Plain White Tees, The Giving Tree, and then Lady Gaga's new one, man, GUI. I just can't get enough of that. I dig it, man. It is so good. I remember the first time I heard it, I'm like, that's pretty different. Okay, so here's the thing. Drew, I talk about this all the time. I say I'm really impressed when people just have it, whatever that is. You can tell they just – to have the package. And Lady Gaga, I'll tell you, man.
I'm not even going there.
Oh, come on. Well, I'll tell you. She is quite the performer. It's funny. And part of that song, for those of you who are my age, in that song she sounds like a Madonna. She's got some Madonna-esque to her. But Lady Gaga, GUY, I just can't get enough of that song. Love it. And then this one, it's pretty, pretty new. Man, Drew, it's one of those ones that I'm singing and dancing in the car. You've seen it umpteen times. It's by Travie McCoy and Brendan Urie. It's called Keep On, Keepin' On. And if anybody knows the song, it is so contagious. You just want to dance in the car. You're like, how can you be not happy when you hear this song? It is like...
Because you're dancing in the car.
I am so... That's why everybody is happy. Even the crazy guy who drives by me and looks at me funny, and you've seen it, but
yep, I have.
It's awesome. So my three again to recap: Plain White Tees, The Giving Tree. There you go. Thank you, Paul. Paul just put up Lady Gaga, GUY. Excellent. Video's good too. Do not watch it if you're a young child. That you should not be watching that. And then Travie McCoy and Brendan Urie, Keep On, Keeping On. Awesome song. I've heard it on satellite. I don't know if it's on FM yet, but. Excellent, excellent stuff.
Awesome.
I kept it free.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I am. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Well, guys, thanks a lot for coming on. You know, we're out of time. It definitely went by fast, but thank you so much for joining us and sharing just kind of the passion and the vision behind Class Dojo and just kind of the journey that you guys have been on. And we're very, very excited about where it's going. And what you guys are going to do in the future. It's definitely great for education, what you guys are trying to do, and we really appreciate it. So thank you.
Absolutely. And guys, before you go, can you give everybody your contact information, how you prefer to be contacted, whether it's email or Twitter or what? Can you just share that with everybody so they know how they can reach out to you guys one more time?
Totally, yeah. I mean, my personal email is just sam@classdojo.com. And the team's email is hello@classdojo.com. You can get us there, or you can get us on Twitter. It's @classdojo. Easy enough.
Liam at classdojo.com as well, and you can tweet me if you want as well @LiamDon. But also, we're always responding to @classdojo, and the whole team looks at that feed actually, so you're sure to get a response on that.
Yeah, they've been tweeting like mad during the show, so that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. All right, so Drew, we're going to announce our live winners for our.
Yeah, you want to go ahead? You can announce two live winners.
You're good with what I got?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, cool. All right, so before we sign off for the EdReach Network and the Two Guys Show, again, we want to thank our sponsors for tonight's show, TechSmith. So please give them some love on Twitter or email at TechSmith. They are the ones responsible for sharing Camtasia CDs with our license with us. And you know what? So we got two people tonight. One was one's going to be Paul Wagner. Paul, you're just consistently out there every week sharing all kinds of great information. Apps that you've used, sharing stories, tweeting out for us. So Paul Wagner, DM me or Drew. I guess I have got the license number, I guess, unless Drew's got one too. So contact me, I'll send that to you. And the other one is for a newer viewer. I've seen her for a couple weeks, and she's been tweeting out.
I met her last week.
Did you? Oh, you met her last week at Detroit, right? Yep. Yeah, yep. So Chris Desiak, or Didi. So Didi, contact us, and we will share your Camtasia license. And great job tonight. The Twitter feed was incredible. So
yes, thank you. Well done.
Thank you for everybody for joining us tonight. Thank you to the EdReach Network for giving teachers and educators a huge voice in education. Drew, as always, thank you. It's a pleasure hosting with you. Guys, Sam and Liam, thank you for taking time out of your night. I know you probably just stayed at work and haven't gone home yet. We appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. As always, you can find us at our blog at twoguysandsomeipads.com. You can find me on Twitter at TechManoc, or give us a like on Facebook. Just research Two Guys and Some iPads, or Pinterest, or Scoop It, or EduClipper. Any of them. We have a social media account on all of them. So head on over there, check us out, give us a follow, and follow up on our blog and what's going on with us. We got some big things coming up. We're really excited. Next week, we are moving to Thursday.
Yes.
Where we have a guest that we've really been pushing for, and that's Pixel Press. This game, I'll tell you what, it is addicting for me. It has been addicting to my students. The ability to draw your own video game. Using code on how you draw, and then it turns it into an actual video game. Unbelievable. Cannot wait to have them on next Thursday.
Drew, you're right. Unbelievable. And, you know, if it blows mine and Drew's mind, you know, it's really good because we see a lot. So looking forward to that. So, yes, again, we're moving to Thursday night. So our next show is a week and 2 days with Pixel Press. Thank you again, guys. Thank you, Drew. Thank you to EdReach Network. Congratulations to our winners, Paul and Didi. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Please stay tuned. You can find me on Twitter at TechBradWade. You can follow us on Instagram, Two Guys Some iPads. We appreciate you sharing things with us. We look forward to speaking with you on social media. And thank you for joining us. Stay connected, my friends. I'm a skywalker walking on the air tonight.